stellar populations and star formation histories of the most extreme OIII emitters at $Z equals 1.3 to $3.7, by Mengtao Tang et al. As the James Webb Space Telescope approaches scientific operation, there is much interest in exploring the redshift range beyond that accessible with Hubble Space Telescope imaging. Currently, the only means to gauge the presence of such early galaxies is to age-date the stellar population of systems in the Ryanization era. As a significant fraction of Z7 to 8 galaxies are inferred from Spitzer photometry to have extremely intense OIII emission lines, it is commonly believed these are genuinely young systems that formed at redshift Z100 Maia population whose stellar mass is 40 times that associated with the starburst responsible for the extreme line emission. Without adequate rest frame near-infrared photometry, we argue it may be premature to conclude that extreme line emitters in the Ryanization era are low-mass systems that formed at redshifts below Z10. This was Stellar Populations and Star Formation Histories of the Most Extreme OIII Emitters at $Z equals 1.3 to $3.7 by Mengtao Tang et al.